Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM. Hi, everyone, and welcome into the gym class for a Monday here on KGYM, November the 12th in bitterly cold eastern Iowa. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer, again here today. And you out there, we do appreciate you tuning in and your feedback as well on the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. Have a feeling that's going to be humming here throughout local programming, taking you up through 7 o'clock tonight. Although at 6:30, 1600 a.m. is going to break away, as it will be Iowa State basketball, Cyclones and Texas Southern coming up tonight from Hilton Coliseum. Another non-conference warm-up for the Maui Invitational, which Iowa State will head to then next week, as the Cyclones will take on the Arizona Wildcats down at the Maui Invitational coming up a week from tonight. And that will also be a 7 o'clock pregame, or that will be a 7 o'clock pregame coming up on that particular evening down in Hawaii. Plenty to get to. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by. They're locally owned and operated, and when you're at Third Base, you're practically home, and a great place to hopefully go and depending on what side of the fence you were, enjoy a great victory or kind of drown your sorrows a little bit. Right, Mark? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, the Bears won.
Oh, the Bears. We were talking about the Bears.
I don't know where else you could possibly be going with that.
Chiefs won as well.
Yes,
they did. Wasn't pretty, but getting ready for the big one in Mexico City on a tore-up.
Huge.
tore-up soccer field, apparently. That everyone's very worried that people could get injured on, I hear. But anyway, we digress. A lot of people thinking about college football. As we mentioned, it was a mixed bag on the weekend as far as college football is concerned. If you're a Cyclone fan, we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But everyone looking forward to what could be called the biggest game. I don't know if it's the biggest game in Iowa State history, but it's going to be the biggest game in a decade, at least, in Iowa State football history. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. What in the world happened to the Iowa Hawkeyes as they fell in Iowa City to the Northwestern Wildcats? Northwestern gets to celebrate on the field as they are the Western Division champions. They will move on to Indianapolis. And then an even greater what in the world happened was in Youngstown, Ohio, where a Youngstown State team that, yeah, they're dangerous, but they were having a down season, and they just took it to the UNI Panthers and probably put UNI out on the sidelines as far as the playoffs are concerned. So where do you want to start, the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Well, it's got to be Iowa. Already, we haven't even put out the number for the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600. Already a couple comments, and my Facebook and Twitter feeds were humming over the weekend and looking at several others. Everybody's an expert, and they've got all kinds of answers to what happened in a 14-10 Northwestern victory over Iowa. And we're going to go to the phone lines. Mark in Cedar Rapids wants to weigh in and bat leadoff. To me, you know, the narrative is Noah Fant, and I understand it. He's one of your biggest weapons. Why not scheme with him, have him on the field in critical times, et cetera, et cetera. The story of this game to me was Iowa's inability to run the football, and it's an inability to stop a guy who I described as Matt Sui. Kyle Mann, our producer, said he's another Mark Wiseman, that type of player. gaining 165.
A little bigger than that, but
165 yards on this supposed good Iowa defense. That was the story of the game. Not whether Noah Pham was on the sideline. Is there any guarantee that Iowa would have scored and won the game had Noah Fant taken 30 or 40 snaps? No, might have had a better chance. I understand that. But you've got to run the football for more than 65 yards at home to expect to win a football game.
Especially if you're the Iowa Hawkeyes. Comments welcome, and we'll hear a lot of them today at 319-366-1600. We start with Mark in Cedar Rapids on this Monday.
How you doing, fellas?
Good, Mark.
I'm upset.
You are?
Yes. How did Iowa let Northwestern, knowing that that game probably was for the Big Ten West, let Northwestern once again get out of Iowa City with a pick?
Well,
Northwestern didn't do that much. They had one big play.
Made a great catch.
It was a beautiful catch, beautiful catch. But Iowa has their chance. Fumbling and bumbling. You don't do that in crucial games at home like this against your arch enemy. I'm disappointed with the Hawkeyes.
I think you and a lot of people are, Mark.
Because they had the Big Ten West with them, with Wisconsin being kicked out, they had the Big Ten West handed to them. And every team that could have kept them out, especially Northwestern, which if you remember, fellas, I called earlier in the year saying, watch them.
Yeah, I remember.
Northwestern is always like that. Now you're looking and say, Northwestern?
Yeah.
There they are.
There they are.
Why'd Iowa lose this game, Mark?
Okay, bro.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Let me back up what you said, Mark, and that Mark out there as well, which opens up the phone line at 319-366-1600. I think it was just a whole bunch of things put together. Let's face it. How many times over the Kirk Ferentz era has Iowa won with a bad running day in a big football game in conditions like they faced on Saturday? You put that together with the fact that Iowa put it on the ground twice. First fumble, Mekhi Sargent, who got the start. Your guy, you had to be happy about that. Put it on the ground, didn't see him anymore. Ivory Kelly Martin came in, he had it stripped away, didn't see him anymore. Torrin Young came in at the very end, but by that time, it was Iowa trying to get downfield and running out of time. The defense bent but didn't break, I thought. Anytime you give up only 14 points at home, you should win the football game. You should win the football game. It comes down to a combination of Iowa couldn't run the ball. Iowa's personnel was different. I don't know why. That's the $64,000 question this week, and really only about a handful of people know why, and they're not talking at this point in Iowa City. If Noah Fant doesn't play, and he didn't play a lot in that second half, just a handful of plays, all Northwestern did, and go back and check it out, doubled up with a linebacker on Hawkinson. There was no Brandon Smith, so Iowa went back to almost the last 3 years as far as the wide receivers are concerned, because Northwestern had a safety come over and help Smith Marset. Easily couldn't get open. Cooper couldn't get open. They tried Groneweg at the end a little bit. He couldn't get open, so it was nothing but swing passes out for 3 yards against a Northwestern defense that was playing without their top three corners and top two kickers. It was just a frustrating game, I think, for Iowa fans.
The phone lines and text line humming, and we're going to get to those. I'm going to give you a little preview of my sports view, which will air tomorrow in the 1 o'clock hour. Of the regular season games in Kirk Ferentz's era, how many, Scott, do you think have been decided by one score or less?
Well, I read your tweet, so I'm cheating.
Okay, 40%, folks, 40% of games Kirk Ferentz has coached in the regular season have been decided by one score or less. And his record in those games, 44-50. his motivation, his mentality is to shrink the game, play tough defense, run the football effectively, and give his team a chance to win at the end. What didn't Iowa do? They didn't run the ball effectively.
No.
They played pretty tough defense, but finally, this is what we've come to expect, or should have come to expect. Let's go through the phone lines here. We got three on hold.
Yeah, let's go to Matt North Liberty. He is up first in this group here. Hi, Matt.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
Matt.
I don't think it's one game or two games or three games that people are frustrated about. What happens is the cakewalk schedule and beating teams that are no good gives Iowa fans some reason to think that this team is a lot better than they have been. And it's kind of pathetic, actually, because this team is not there. They've been a train wreck for the last 3 years. They had that 12-0 season against, well, they didn't beat anybody with a winning record. They haven't beat anybody with a winning record in years. And I think that's the frustrating part, because we all want them to be great, because, oh, we're 6-1. We haven't beat anybody with the pulse in, like, two seasons, you know. And it's this continuous play to keep the game close. You know, it's just, I think everybody's tired of it.
I think Iowa State would take exception to that. But by and large, you're really right, Matt.
Well, they have a pulse now, but they didn't have their quarterback playing in that second game. That was actually their first game. And we were lucky to win.
True enough.
That was Iowa's best.
Anyways, that's all I got.
Yeah, that was Iowa's best game, certainly. Thanks. Appreciate that, Matt. 319-366-1600. Let's bring in Sean, also in North Liberty, on this Monday. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, guys. One thing that folks around here and all the Iowa fans who are going nuts about everything are forgetting one thing. The Big Ten West is a hell of a lot better than it used to be. You now have at least four teams fighting for the top. And with Nebraska, it's better, possibly Minnesota, you could have five or six fighting from the top of the Big Ten. When that happens, the Big Ten West starts to become a lot more even with the Big Ten East. Makes it a hell of a lot tougher to win, guys. You're going to have to up everything. Your recruiting, your coaching, the whole bit.
Well, you're right. I think it's not to the par of the East yet, but I think it is starting to get a little bit better, although
there's not a team in the West with fewer than four losses overall.
They're just beating each other up at this point.
Well, that is true, but it's still a heck of a lot better than it used to be. It's not Wisconsin or Wisconsin-Iowa or Wisconsin-Nebraska always on top of the Big Ten East West anymore. It's, you know, there's four or five teams doing it.
More
so,
even.
Let's give it, you know, you're going to have to up your game if you're going to win here. And it also makes the Big Ten a better conference, because there's starting to be four in the East that are doing the same thing. You know, so it makes the Big Ten a lot better conference and a lot tougher one. And so if the fans want to go out and freak out like they have been doing and are doing all the time about Iowa football, you know, you got to realize competition is getting better, folks. You know, it's not the old days of the Big Ten where we could walk, or somebody else could walk through it. It's a lot better conference than it used to be. So let's give everybody else, you know, that's raised their game up, you know, a hidey-ho and realize that we've got to raise our game up too.
Appreciate the call, Sean. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
319-366-1600. We'll get one more in here before we get to break. Let's bring in Joel from Muscatine. Hi, Joel.
Hey, guys. So I was at the game Saturday, and it was nice and chilly. But one of the big things I've taken away from the four games I've seen in person this year is Keegan Render is a nice player. Keegan Render is not Austin Blythe or James Daniels at the most important position in college football. It's not the quarterback. It's the center. Iowa's issues running the football have everything to do with what's going on between the inexperienced center and guards who have been really mediocre throughout the season. And a lot of that's on coaching. A lot of that's on the players, though, too, is the woes to run the football have to do with those three guys in the middle not able to really get to that second level and create those creases. It's not a scheme issue. It's an execution issue. And I don't know how those guys get better, but I think we take for granted that we have two guys who are now starting in the NFL at the guard position who played two man at the helm at center for, I believe, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty long run of having NFL high-quality football players at that center position And I it's not a knock on Keegan. I just don't think he's an NFL center anymore after looking at him the last couple of games. That's a big deal. There's a lot of youth. There's a lot of talent, but there's a lot of youth. And I'm not making excuses. But 2 years ago today, we beat a pretty good Michigan team with a Keith Duncan field goal. I think they had a pulse 2 years ago on this date. So it is what it is. Iowa's not a good football team right now, but it's not a dire football program. We're not talking like a Bobby Petrino Louisville situation. We're talking about a couple guys need to get better. We're not talking about a systemic issue. I also think that Fant story, there's a lot of layers to that onion, and I'm not sure that my speculation, he's not holding up his end of the bargain all the time, and that's leading to some of these things. That's my hot take.
Joel with a hot take on a Monday.
I'm not sure that Fant's been the best teammate. That's pure speculation on my part. But I don't know. That is what it is. Hockenson and Fant are both first-round picks, though, when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600.
Makes a great point about Blythe and Daniels. Blythe grading out right now as one of the best guards in the NFL. James Daniels now starting for the most part with the Chicago Bears.
First place Chicago Bears.
Yes. Iowa's last two centers.
Joel made a terrific point. And not to, to get down on Render or anything like that, because I'm not going to put it on one single guy. It's like I said at the beginning, I think it's a lot of things stacked up like firewood on top of one another. And it is just not coming out in Iowa's direction. Everything did in the 12-0 season. Everything came out roses.
Well, that was sort of my point. When it's going good, Iowa wins those close games.
Absolutely.
And in 2015, five times Iowa won by won a one-score game. 2009, a 10-2 season, Iowa was 5-2 in those games. That great run in the early 2000s, Iowa was 9-1 over those three seasons in one-score games.
Yeah.
It goes both ways.
Some texts on the Hurtina Stocker Jeweler text line.
Ryan and Walford listening to Ferentz on the postgame show and him saying they, quote-unquote, couldn't run the ball. I'm sorry, but they didn't even try to get it going. Why the hell is Fant absent? At this point, he may as well sit out the rest of the year and look forward to a payday. What could have been a special year has been blown by the coaching staff. 38-30. Well, this football season is officially special. Specially bad. 71-76. Most boring game I've witnessed at Kinnick since the mid-1970s.
I'm not going that far.
76-57.
The 1 o'clock game against Western Michigan a few years back was a beauty.
76-57, whoever came up with the Iowa game plan for the Northwestern game should be fired on the spot. Bam Bam also wondering about Fant. 45-70, Iowa has lost four games this year, all to teams that beat them last year. Good teams know how to play against Iowa. 87-21.
It's three in a row against Northwestern now, by the way, I believe.
Northwestern stacked the box and made Iowa throw the ball. We know how well they throw Stanley. Has one receiver. If he's not open, he's in trouble. Where did they come up with? He's an NFL quarterback. And then 42-22. The areas that are weak the last 2 years are those with new coaches, O-line and running back.
Well, running back and O-line go hand in hand, though, wouldn't you say? And I would.
43-98, the West is not that good. The champion of the West did not win a non-conference game, including losses to, and I lost the rest of
was
the
Akron
text.
Akron and Duke is good, by the way. Duke football is good, so I'm not throwing that in there as far as Northwestern. is concerned. 319-366-1600. We got to get to a break. We'll come back, talk more Iowa. Iowa State did get a victory against Baylor. A very interesting win against the Baylor Bears. And we'll talk about that as they get ready for Texas. More on the Gym Class coming your way for a Monday. We are presented by Third Base Brewery. We've got another Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away this week. How about that? Thanks to Steve, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper. 24-pack of regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper. And we're going to give that away coming up here in just a little bit. So stay tuned. More to come here on the Gym Class, KGYM.
After I'm done putting you to sleep, your wife and kids, they'll have their daddy back.
Monday night, November 26th at U.S. Cellular Center. It's the WWE Live Holiday Tour. You'll see AJ Styles as he defends the WWE Championship against Samoa Joe.
The next time Samoa Joe mentions my family's name, I'm going to rip his heart out.
Then
I'm taking flight. Woo!
Jeff Hardy goes one-on-one with the Viper, Randy Orton.
I will erase every superstar that you people respect.
Woo! And you'll see SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair. Tag Team Champions, The New Day.
You done flapped the wrong jack,
Becky Lynch.
Straight fire is coming for you.
And more. Monday night, November 26th at U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Enjoy the show! Woo!
Once again, DUPACO Community Credit Union members are money ahead. This fall, more than 50,000 DUPACO members receive shares of more than $2.6 million. How? Through thank yous, a DUPACO-only perk that thanks members in cash for simply using their credit union services. Unlike banks, DUPACO doesn't pay dividends to outside shareholders. Instead, our nonprofit cooperative structure enables us to put money directly into the pockets of our member owners. Since 2016, DUPACO members have shared nearly $9 million in thank yous. Not a DUPACO member? What are you waiting for? Join the local financial cooperative where your membership pays. Just visit your nearest DUPACO branch or open an account online at DUPACO.com. Save, borrow, invest, insure, trust. DUPACO. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
You've been honing your group of friends for a long time, selecting and keeping the ones who add flavor to life and leaving the rest behind. Quality over quantity, always. The same way Third Base has been refining our brews for the past 20 years. Maybe that's the reason good friends come back together at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in over the holidays. Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
.327 back with you in the Gym Class on KGYM. A skyward salute to Stan Lee, who passed away earlier on today. Mark, I'm not a big comic book guy or, you know, superhero guy or whatever the case may be.
I've read about as many comic books as I did textbooks in college.
But that many, huh? But I do know, you know, how big Stan Lee was to that particular genre. Passed away today at the age of 95. That's good full life there for Stan Lee. So,
I think all of us would sign up for that.
I think so. 319-366-1600. Been talking about the Hawkeyes and their loss to the Northwestern Wildcats over the weekend. Iowa now takes on Illinois. That is going to be a 2:35 kickoff on Saturday. That will be on the Big Ten Network from lovely Champaign and Memorial Stadium. Champaign-Urbana. I beg your pardon, over there. Iowa State will take on Texas. That will be a night game. We'll have it for you at 5 o'clock on 1600 AM, by golly, because a lot of people don't get the Longhorn Network, and so listen right here on 1600 AM, and that will be a 5 o'clock pregame just past 7 o'clock with what may be, which is Iowa State's biggest game. I went back 13 years, Mark, 13, 14 years back to when Dan McCarney had Iowa State on the cusp with the win of getting the North Division championship and moving on to the Big 12 championship game between the North and the South. Now, of course, it's different. 12 teams back then, 10 teams now as far as the Big 12 is concerned.
Yeah, I meant to look back on it, but there was a game in the 70s at Oklahoma State when the Cowboys had Thurman Thomas, and Iowa State went down there with a chance. I can't remember for sure, but a bigger bowl game might have been on the line. I don't know that a conference title was, but your point is well taken about that 2004 season and that chance to win the division title there.
Yeah, it was, and Iowa State got the win. It was a strange day in Ames. Let's say that it was a chippy game from the start, and Baylor people are blaming Iowa State people. Iowa State people are blaming Baylor people. It is what it is. It takes two to tangle. That's all I'm going to say about fighting as far as football is concerned. It was brewing all day, and it finally took off. The only thing I have to say, and I agree 110% with Randy Peterson, who tweeted out, what was Barney Fife running out onto the field for? That guy, if he was a campus cop or an Ames cop, I don't know. Get off the field. Especially if you have a sidearm. Let the officials and the coaches take care of it. That was the only thing I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, I would agree. I watched a better part of that game, and it started with Baylor drilling David Montgomery into the bench and the water coolers and whatnot. And, of course, Iowa State is on Iowa State's sidelines, and Iowa State players are upset. And then an Iowa State player, I don't know, was Butler or somebody.
It was
like,
Akeem Butler.
Held down a Baylor player.
Although the Baylor,
I think that's
people
fine.
Are saying that Baylor player held him down.
No, I think that's fine to hold a player down until the whistle blows. The problem was that Butler put a knee in his chest, and I think he went too far.
And then it was game on.
And then the Baylor player swung first, and David Montgomery, out of instinct more than anything, swung back. Both ejected. Montgomery's going to miss the first half of the Texas game. Montgomery he must have went to the locker room and issued an apology almost immediately on Twitter. But, yeah, it got very, very chippy. It wasn't Iowa State's best game, but still a victory. And look here, mid-November, Iowa and Iowa State both with 6 wins and apparently going opposite directions.
Very much going opposite directions. Iowa State now with the game in Austin on Saturday night. And if Iowa State wins, puts Iowa State solidly in the top 3 as far as the Big 12. Tech, Oklahoma and West Virginia still have to play yet. West Virginia still has to go to Stillwater. Now, which Oklahoma State team shows up that night? Who has any idea about that? It wasn't Iowa State's best performance. Gave up over 500 yards, and Baylor, you missed a couple field goals, had a touchdown called back, or nullified, whatever the case may be. So you're going to have one of those during the season. You're not going to get up for every game. That was the trap game of all trap games for Iowa State, and maybe it's good to talk about an Iowa State trap game, but that was certainly it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Cyclones, Matt Campbell came out and said he doesn't know who is going to start as far as a running back is concerned. They will talk about that. Iowa State had the ability to appeal the decision on Montgomery. They said they will not. So he will not play in the first half of the game in Austin on Saturday.
Simple as this, Iowa State needs to beat Texas and Kansas State and hope Oklahoma goes to West Virginia and beats the Mountaineers. And then Iowa State is in the Big 12 championship game.
And, by the way, speaking of the K-State game, that is going to be a night game on the 24th in Ames. It's either going to be a 6 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game, I do believe, I read. So, depending on what network picks that up, if it's going to be FS1 or if it's going to be National Fox, because a lot of speculation, not only that perhaps Iowa State can get into the Big 12 championship game, but also a lot of speculation that that may be the final game for Bill Snyder as the coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. So we'll see. And that is the nemesis of all nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word? Nemesis?
Nemesis.
Nemesis. Well, he's the vampire, according to Iowa State.
Plural nemesis.
And Bill Snyder's last game, that's not what Iowa State wants to hear if they have a chance to go to the Big 12 championship game. All they got to do is beat a downtrodden, subpar K-State team. Oh, by the way, playing for the guy who in his last game you want to win for. That is not what Iowa State wants to sign up for on that particular night. But you got to go beat Texas first.
Yep. No, Ryan and Walford, there is no possibility that Iowa and Iowa State would meet in a bowl game. That just would not happen.
No, that's been speculated on before, so not going to happen. Not going to happen, and who knows where they're going to go.
Appreciate all the texts, but just can't possibly get to all of them.
Got a couple that just kind of pop out before we get to a break and bring in Mike.
1723, sorry to always be a dark cloud, but it all comes down to coaching and game planning in regards to Iowa football. The same old thing year after year is getting old. Again, Coach Ferentz is a great person, but it's time for the AD to take a closer look at a change at the top. Give Les Miles a call.
Not going to happen.
Didn't Iowa murder Ohio State last year? Didn't it go 12-0 three seasons ago? Oh, whatever. Yeah. 2472, I'm not sure why anyone is upset or shocked by Iowa football. They've been the same thing for a long time. I figured out years ago to never expect an Iowa win, and the last few years their games have become the game that goes on the second TV.
Not the first one.
76-57 after 23 starts. Has Stanley gotten any better? Physical tools, yes, but lacks the intangibles to be a championship QB. Stanley, if I recall, accounted for about three-fourths of Iowa's offense on Saturday. Has he been perfect? No. Is he a first-team All-Big Ten quarterback? No.
No.
But I would not pin this loss on Stanley.
All right, more of your texts, keep them coming, but we're going to take a break. Come back, Mike Kloss will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was in Iowa City on Saturday. Penned a terrific piece today about Iowa State's game against Texas, and we'll talk with Mike after this.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Power through your next project and save by shopping Lowe's for Craftsman 20-volt cordless power tools. Their interchangeable battery system works with all tools in the 20-volt lineup, so you get the runtime you need and the power you deserve. Try them and save big with $50 off a 20-volt two-tool cordless combo kit featuring a drill, impact driver, two batteries, charger, and storage bag for just $99. Get yours today at Lowe's, the new home of Craftsman. Offer valid 11/7 through 11/14 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You know what's not smart? The way hiring used to be. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Now there's a smarter way at ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, The Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dr. Pepper prize pack to come your way here in just a little bit. Your chance to win that before 4 o'clock today. Iowa State taking on Texas Southern tonight. We'll have it at 6:30 on 1600 AM for you. 107.5, 106.3 FM at 7 o'clock. We'll go to Monday Night Football, Giants and the 49ers. Mike Colasett to join us right now. Read his columns and his reporting as well at thegazette.com. Better yet, give him a follow as well on Twitter, at Halas. Mike, I want to ask you this question. What do people get more fired up for, crowing over their team or complaining about their team? Good afternoon.
Complaining. And good afternoon to you.
I would agree with you.
Yeah. Funny how the phone lines and text line just light up after losing three in a row and beat Northern Illinois, and you got nothing. So.
Yeah,
but this team, Mike, has lost three consecutive, as you know, by 6, 2, and 4 points. Is the boat taking on water, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think that the ship has sailed. If you want to use a sailing metaphor, you know, you're 6-4, and you can win a couple more, and hey, you can beat somebody in a bowl game. That doesn't mean anything, but this season's going to be remembered for what didn't happen as opposed to what did.
And the season also is going to be remembered for, I think, missed opportunities. Penn State game, Wisconsin game, somewhat in the Purdue game. I don't know about this game, though. There were too many things that just went wrong for Iowa against Northwestern.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to me. I mean, Northwestern needed a great pass and catch for the deciding point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was an NFL play. That was big time. It's one of those plays that I'm not sure they execute more than once out of every 10 times, actually, but they made the play. And that was the difference in the game. But although Northwestern only had like 75 yards in the first half, and I think Iowa had about 100 more than that, you just never had the feeling that Iowa was going to win. At least I didn't, and I've talked to other people who claim the same thing. It's just there was too much that wasn't right. The way that Northwestern ran the ball in the second half, the way that Iowa never really sustained a rushing game, and then as the game got later and all of a sudden, look who's fumbling. It's Iowa, which that hasn't really been much of a problem in recent years, I don't think. So, you know, in November you find out what you are. It happens every year. And November hasn't been very kind to this year's Iowa team.
It hasn't been. And all kinds of theories on why, especially connected with what happened in the Northwestern game. Certainly Iowa didn't run the ball very well. Don't think the offensive line played a super football game. Iowa receivers couldn't get open. And then you got the whole Noah Fant drama.
No, they don't have a very good offense right now. I mean, I'm not sure that there's an area on the offense outside of T.J. Hockenson you can point to and say, they're better than average lately. That wasn't true a few weeks ago, but, you know, things change over the course of the season. I don't think quarterbacking play has been particularly good. I don't think the offensive line, as you said, has been particularly good. The running backs haven't been particularly good. This is just, I mean, Iowa predicates, like prides itself on being, you know, tougher than you are and better in power football than you are, and supposedly you get better at that as the season goes along, but they've done the opposite, and they certainly didn't overpower Northwestern. And then on the other side of the ball, Iowa's rushing defense has been so good this season, and Northwestern just took it right to them. very impressive display. Isaiah Bowser, who I think was their number three running back at the start of the year, their starting running back during the season, a very good one named Jeremy Larkin, had to retire from football because of injuries. So here comes this guy Bowser, who I didn't know much about, and he was sensational. Clayton Thorson, who has reconstructive knee surgery in January, looked like he was on his way to an NFL career, and then he got hurt in the Music City Bowl. It was just gruesome. Well, here we are in November, and he's the one throwing the pass that wins the game, not Nate Stanley.
What do you make of the Noah Fant narrative, Mike?
Well, we don't know, you know, but and I almost hate to speculate out loud because if I'm not right, it's, you know, it really would reflect badly on me. But
we do it every day, Mike.
I know, but the thing is, this is, it's kind of delicate because what you wonder is, does this, you know, go back several weeks to the business with his family members,
mm-hmm.
complaining about his lack of getting targeted by the quarterback during games, and, you know, how his fan himself responded to this inside the walls of that complex. But I don't know, you know, since I don't know that, I don't want to throw any shine on either the player or the coaches. I just know that something's hinky there. This is a first-team preseason All-America guy. This is somebody who's got all the metrics for being, you know, a really impactful NFL player. And he was certainly, you know, before he got concussed about midway through the season, he was living up to all of that hype. And then he got concussed, but he came back, and he was healthy enough to play. And for, like, four straight games now, he doesn't have a touchdown, and he only had, I think, three targets. Saturday was in the game for a handful of plays. Had no impact on the game. And they needed somebody with impact. And here they are going for a touchdown, you know, to Max Cooper, who, you know, can you remember Max Cooper catching a pass this year? He has three catches, but I don't think any of them were in meaningful playing time. So it's just so weird. And you know, the reason you brought it up and the reason everybody's talking about it is we don't know, and we'd like to know, what's the deal? Why is this great talent not being utilized?
To fans' credit, I guess, at least to media, he's been a good soldier and said all the right things in terms of, you know, I play when I'm out there and it's coach's decision. But as you alluded to, we don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
No, and he's, you know, college players, they're not like pros. They don't have any leverage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what? If college players always told you exactly what's on their mind, there'd be a lot of them getting run out of the state. And that goes at any program. Okay, it's not an Iowa thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if Fant's frustrated or in disagreement or you name it, he can't say it. That would be, you know, college career suicide. So, yeah, I mean, he had two choices, either to avoid reporters altogether or to face them and give answers that were as good as he could. And he chose the latter, which I, like you, give him credit for.
Before we leave the Fant situation here, I guess it's called a situation now, or Noah Fant just talking about him. It's kind of a microcosm of this whole season because you can't put your finger on it, but there are a lot of little things, a lot of little holes in the dike here for this Iowa football team in 2018. And it's all kind of gone cockeyed, and nobody really knows why.
Yeah, you pretty much said it. I mean,
well, there's not one thing.
I hear people say, look how many NFL players they've got. And okay, but you know, have we seen greatness recently? I would suggest that we have in Hawkinson. On the defensive side, I mean, it's so easy to nitpick. I mean, to me, you've got a generational talent in Epiniza, and he's still a role player. Okay, well, you know, the guys ahead of him are pretty good. But your leader in tackles for loss and sacks and in offensive linemen knocked on their can, you know, he doesn't play that many snaps. And there's just, you know, Iowa has a certain way of doing things, and we all know what it is. It's old school. And that's great. It's like everything else in sports. It's great when it's working, and when it's not, it seems a little skewed. Right now, things seem a little skewed.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Mike, you've seen it for years. 40% of games Kirk Ferentz has coached in are one-score games. He has a methodology, strength of game, defense, running game, whatnot. Sometimes it works out, a.k.a. 2015, a.k.a. 2009, and sometimes, a.k.a. this year, it doesn't.
Right. And, you know, the thing is this year, Saturday was the first time that the team that was picked to win didn't win in an Iowa game.
Mm.
So, I mean, it hasn't really been as much of a roller coaster as it felt like. I mean, they were a 2-point underdog at Purdue or a 1.5-point underdog. They lost by two. You know, they were supposed to lose to Penn State. They lost to Penn State. It's just the maddening part of it is there are years in which you can go 8-4 and it feels really good. I would go back 10 years ago to 2008. I think they were 8-4, but it felt good because they found themselves late in the year and played their best ball in November. And this year, you're looking at 8-4 if they beat Illinois and Nebraska, and it won't feel that great because in the money games, when it was, you know, time to define yourself, they fell down three times in a row, and they fell down in the fourth quarters of all those games. Each one of those games went to the wire, and each time Iowa came up short.
We got to move on to Iowa State here. Aside from Frazier Ali in the third quarter, Iowa State gets another victory. Setting up, as you type-penned Chronicle today, biggest game, at least, in more than a decade. Let's just say that. McCarney had a chance to win a couple North Division championships, came up short.
Well, I had somebody, you know, tell me that today, and I said they were in a division that stunk.
It did.
Nobody thought Iowa State belonged with the upper echelon of the Big 12 that year. They just happened to be in the North Division. The North Division was lousy. This time around, Iowa State's good. It's already been proven Iowa State can play with anybody in the conference. I know they lost to Oklahoma by 10 points at home, but that was a competitive game. And West Virginia has one loss this season. That was when they got mauled by Iowa State. It was only 30-14 on the scoreboard, but it was a dominance. This is a good team that's won five games in a row. It's won five games in a row by an average of two touchdowns. And there have been some good teams in that. Baylor, I think, is decent, not great. But Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, you know, they're good teams. Not good, not necessarily great. But this is a great run of wins. So you're talking about a team that's in everybody's top 20. And it's playing a team that's in everybody's top 20 in Texas Saturday. And it's an elimination game. The winner is still in contention to go to the Big 12 title game. And I think if Iowa State wins Saturday night, that it's got at least a 50-50 chance of going to Jerry World for the title game. And maybe 60-40, 70-30.
Great run, but they're going to rue that TCU loss, I think. Perhaps more than maybe not. I don't know. That was back in September, but TCU's turned out to be a bad team. But, yeah, this is rarefied air for Iowa State. And, You know, I think you have to give Campbell an awful lot of credit, obviously, but Purdy in the lineup, he just gives Iowa State a different dimension, not only passing, but so many times Saturday he got things done with his legs, and that was something Iowa State didn't have before.
Right. And that seems to be college football in 2018 is it's hard to win without a dual-threat quarterback. You know, you can go back to Iowa and maybe suggest that that's an iota of the problem. But you don't have to be a great runner as a quarterback, but you have to be a threat, I think. You know, you see it with that kid at Alabama. You saw it with the Purdue guy last week when they beat Iowa. I don't know what they did at Minneapolis, but Blau, he had big runs in that game. It's an element that gives Iowa State a better offense, period, when the quarterback can run. And he's done it, and, you know, he's a first-year freshman who's better beyond his years, and maybe it's just the nature of sports now. I think we're seeing a lot more first-year freshmen have meaningful roles on good teams than we ever have before.
There are some that are opining that maybe the Cyclones will rally around the fact that David Montgomery's got to set out the first half.
Well, I'd rather lose my running back for a half than my quarterback. They do have depth at running back. I Montgomery to me is still a cut above, you know, almost every back in that conference. So they're, you know, Crony and Warren and Ngombo and whoever else can do it. They've got to at least compensate somehow. But the good news is Texas defense is terrible. And, I mean, that's not hyperbole. That's fact. They've given up like an average of, I mean, well over 500 yards a game in the last three games. And I got in my car after getting done at Kinnick Saturday night. I'm driving home. I turn on the Texas Tech game. Texas is up 31-14. I get in my driveway in Cedar Rapids, and Texas Tech has just tied the game. You know? I mean,
didn't take long.
What's going on? No.
It didn't.
So, I mean, Texas Tech's got a great offense, but I think Iowa State's is as good. So, who knows, you know?
Yeah. It's going to come down to the Texas offense versus the Iowa State defense.
Right, and Texas is, you know, Texas isn't chopped liver here. I don't want to give that impression. They've got a terrific quarterback. They've got a receiver named Humphrey who's like Texas' answer to Hakeem Butler. And, I mean, look, it's Texas. They've got talent. But I think if Iowa State can win that game, and they're only three-point underdogs, what a week of anticipation and nerves and excitement it's going to be over there next week.
Liver, anyway, is really bad, Mike. I'm just telling you.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Mike, you got a lot of things on your plate. Iowa basketball, Iowa State, Iowa football, a lot of things going on, but that's what makes this time of the year great. So, all right. Appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week.
Very good.
Mike. Michael Haas, read his stuff at thegazette.com and also follow him on Twitter at Halas. We need to get a winner before we go over to the pick six of our Dr. Pepper prize pack. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You get a 24-pack of regular Diet Dr. Pepper plus a Dr. Pepper prize and a KGYM pint glass. Who had the foresight to tag on to me, Mark Dukes?
Terry Jones. Not Jerry Jones, right? Terry Jones. Okay. We don't want Jerry Jones winning anything on this program.
I'm just kidding.
But Terry selected Scott in the Emo's Hideaway pick six on Friday. Scott rewarded Terry with a 5-1 week. And Terry won a $30 gift card to Emo's Hideaway. And Scott with his fourth individual win of the season. We've got a tie in the individual race between Dave Alec and our own Kyle Mann. And the gym class pulls ahead by two games. We'll do it again Friday.
All right. A lot more Iowa talk, more Iowa State talk, and more on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That's coming your way next, KGYM.
You have some mighty impressive power. Spend a dollar locally and bam! It returns an average of 3 times more to our community than spending it somewhere else. Buy here to have a direct positive impact on all of us. Here's some places to start. The Grin and Goose in downtown Cedar Rapids features mouthwatering burgers, flavorful appetizers, and fresh soups and salads. It boasts an Iowa-loving theme with walls hand-painted by local artists. Step in for something delicious. Treasure's Quality Resale Shop has home decor, clothing, all kinds of things. Find great stuff and help generate money for Bridgehaven Pregnancy Support Center, a local nonprofit helping women and families before, during, and after pregnancy. Get in better shape at There's No Quit Kickboxing and Self-Defense Studio in Marion. The owner, Dwayne Johnson, served his community for 15 years as a police officer, deputy, and criminal investigator. Learn to defend yourself and get fit at the same time. Use your power for good. Return an average of 3 times more to our community with the Buy Here program from the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic.